You asked for a day. Do you have a better idea of what you plan to do with Stempniak once he's here?
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea of where he's going to fit. We've got some guys we want to make sure that they're ready for practice and ready for the game before we finalize it.
Obviously, things can change in the next couple hours, but where your roster is right now, how do you feel about it heading into a playoff stretch?
Yeah, I'm fine with our team. I think we've got good depth at all our positions. Really like the way our defense is rounding out. I'm good with where we're at.
Is it a case where you can always improve?
Yeah, I think we're still in that process. We're trying to get better for this year and for the future in anything that we do. So I'm sure they're still talking.
When you hear a guy gets traded, there's lots of little scouting reports on them. In a short-term run, and especially one that's pressurized like this one, does some warts on some players get covered up because everybody's playing at a high level? So if you have a rental from now until the end of the season and whatever playoffs, is it possible that you'll never see some of those soft spots in a guy's game and you'll only see the best because of the environment that they're in right now?
Yeah, I think a lot of that depends on the position that he comes into. If it's a place where he thinks he can excel, you know, put in a position to succeed. And then if you're coming to a team that's adding players, you're coming to a pretty positive environment. And most people adapt to the environment that they come into.
Paul, you've talked about this process kind of since you've been here and how learning how to play the right way. Given now that you're in a situation where, you know, you're buyers, you're on your way to making possibly your first playoff appearance since you've been here, have you beaten your expectations at this point in the season?
No, we're not measuring them yet. You know, it's not nothing accomplished until, you know, you look at the whole season, where you're at, where you think you're going to be, and I like our game, where it's at. I think since Vancouver, we've been back to the right pace. I think adding Tyler has changed the way our back end's playing and what we're capable of doing defensively. We look back to that, like we have that respect for that part of the game again, and we're real solid there. But I guess you make an assessment of where you're at from a management point of view in terms of what makes sense in adding players. But we're, you know, it takes years before I think you get to that level of, you know, even LA, but St. Louis, those teams that have been on their program for a while, before you have that comfort level that everybody understands exactly the way it works.
There seems to be a lot of excitement clearly from these new additions in the dressing room, but I have to imagine there's probably some question marks from the guys deeper in the lineup, particularly.
Sure. You
know, a lot of talk about getting another top nine. Obviously, this team has a top nine. What job is it as yours to kind of temper, you know, make sure that everyone feels like they're involved in this process?
Same as it was 3 weeks ago, right? Winnipeg Jets team first. And everybody has to accept the role that they're given. And as your team, and we will expect that our team will improve every year going forward, improves. That means even at the top end, there's less for everyone. But that's what good teams do, sacrifice a little bit for the team play.
Paul, from your coaching experience and all those years, what will you think you will do in the coming weeks here to keep your team at this high level? You've talked about since the Vancouver game, but the last week's been particularly good with conference and division games. I mean, what's your secret, I guess, to success of now keeping this game at where we've seen it for the last week?
Oh, our schedule will dictate that for us. You know, with the names of the teams coming in that we have in our stretch, that we have to play this way. And they're a focus group. You know, they've been focused all year. We'll have some adversity again in the last stretch. We're not winning every game. We'll prepare to, but we'll have to handle the wins and losses the same way. But our schedule dictates a focus group. You know, I mean, we look at the four games that we were going to play at home, very possibly the most difficult to win will be the Ottawa Senators from the East, coming in fourth now in the league in their last 10, scratching and clawing to get back. And they've got confidence. In some ways, the pressure's off them because they're back into a push now. They feel really good about themselves. They've got a good story in net. That schedule is going to dictate that focus.
you've been part of a lot of deadlines now, I presume, and presumably part of teams that sell off and teams that load up.
A few of those. Tried to sell one year and couldn't.
How does this, the feeling of this one compare?
The players in that room have earned the right to be on the side of a buying group, on a group that, you know, we've put ourselves in a position to be adding. The trade deadline is really difficult for the team selling, you know, because everybody competes together, and if it hasn't gone, there's been frustration in the room over the course of the year, but still good men leave, and in a lot of situations for draft picks, so you have the sadness of seeing some of your teammates go, and for the veteran players, maybe some of them a sadness that they didn't. So it's a real challenge for teams that are bringing players in. There's a little bit of a tension that gets built. Obviously, where do I fit? How does this impact the group? But there's a lot more of a positive vibe. You know, your veteran core guys that have been looking to be on this side of the ledger appreciate it.
And you've got suddenly a ton of players that are pending UFAs. Does it all have a temporary feel to it as well, or how do you prevent that?
Well, get the right kind of guy. You know, Drew came in really excited to be here. He also knew a bunch of the guys, and he's playing hard and playing well for our team. So they get a real – it's good for us as well, because we want and only want players that want to play in Winnipeg, and we've got a big chunk of them now. Big course of guys that don't mind that it's minus 15, but that's because they like being in the city and they like being in this room. That's really important to us. So now you get some guys that are UFAs, and they get to be in our room and see the good things about Winnipeg, the people. I think it's easier then to convince those guys to stay. They're coming into a positive environment. We've got a great fan base here. It's harder maybe to convince a player that only comes in once or twice a year in July that this is a place that you want to be. We get these guys in, we get them in a good room. They love playing hockey. They'll buy a thicker coat. You know, they'll be all right. They'll like playing here. It's good for us.
Paul, a lot of the guys have talked about how easy it's been to fit in. Does it make it even easier for a guy like Stepniak, who has been through the process of being moved before?
Being moved before and coming into a good group, a fun group. You know, they just want to come in and play and show that they can contribute, and when you got a tight-knit room. But still pretty open, I think. Those guys, they did a really good job when Jay came in. You know, a week later, he fit right in. Tyler and Drew, the same, feel like they've been in that room now forever. So we've got the right kind of guys in the room to can embrace a new player and give him the chance to be as good as he can be.
What can you tell us about the guys that missed today's skate?
Yeah, we're confident that in 2 days they'll be ready. A lot of it's just minor maintenance.
And just can you clarify, I know Halaschuk did skate before the practice. Was that his first time back on,
correct,
or has he been?
Correct. No, that's his first skate this morning, according to plan, and then it'll be doctor will have to green light, and then he'll have to get through contact and feel strong. I don't really have a time on that. That's usually about a two-week window, somewhere in that point.
Paul, you,
I was so close to heading to the door there, Mitch. There was just that half-second pause, but go ahead.
And I had to think of something quick because you took my question. I wanted to ask about the idea of internal competition. You talked about the schedule driving the focus of the guys, but maybe now you've got this depth and options. Is there a heightened sense of internal competition for the group?
Yeah, there will be. The challenge is that especially in the last block of games, I liked our lineup last night. I liked the way they played. So for Lee to come in, then there's going to have to be a decision made on somebody coming out. That's a challenge. As a coach, you also know that you're going to need everybody. We've proven that twice already this year, and then some. The players that you have, and then going down into the minors and bringing players up. And we have some long-term guys that will come back. So that competition's there, but that can only be a good thing. It may cause some anxiety, and you may have to have a few more meetings as a coach to smooth some things over, but we have to get better. You know, we were 24th last year, we're 13th right now. We have to get better. So this is something, it's all part of that process that we got to go through.
And is there an issue with Adam Partey's 5-on-5 defending that you wouldn't just have him in the regular six and use him in
as a D-man?
Yeah.
It's not an issue, no.
No.
Just like Jay Harrison's game, too.
Yeah.
Okay.